ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। सो वी डिस्कस इन द प्रीवियस डे अबाउट कृष्णा स्पीकिंग अबाउट ज्ञानी। सो टुडे वी विल जस्ट डिस्कस वन श्लोका, द 19th श्लोका ऑफ द 7th चैप्टर। सो कृष्णा सेज देयर बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभः। सो ज्ञानी कृष्ण सिद्ध तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्त एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते उदारा सर्वयेवेते ज्ञानी तु आत्मैव मे मतम्। सो ज्ञानी इस् श्रेष्ठं, ज्ञानी इस् वेरी वेरी रियली टफ टू फाइंड। सो ज्ञानीज आर रियली रेयर टू फाइंड। So rarely we can find a jnani in the entire world, and that is being explained as to why that is the case in this shloka. So Krishna says, "Bahunam janmanam ante," after many births, many births, jnanavan mam prapadyate, a jnani worships me, a jnani seeks me. So a jnani devotee, jnani bhakta is very rare. After many births, a jnani worships me. So this is where we have to remember that jnani, becoming a jnani is not as simple as in just in one birth. It has to span many births. We have to do lot of karma, lot of good karma, punya karma. We have to progress from being artha arthaarthi, first abhakta and then artha arthaarthi, jijnyasu and then jnani. So jnanam cannot be achieved in one birth or half a birth, though theoretically it's possible, but still practically or actually speaking it is very tough. So after many births a jnani worships me. So that is what Krishna says here. So jnanam, as Balakrishna Nair himself says, that jnanam, so if we start this birth, then at least in the next two births or like next three births we will become a jnani. So jnani, becoming a jnani is not as simple as we think. So why isn't it simple? So that Krishna says, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. So the view of a jnani, what makes a jnani? A jnani is a person, Vasudeva Sarvam. Sarvam Vasudeva. So everything is Ishvara. That is the view of a jnani, that is thought in the mind of a jnani, such a mahatma, sudurlabha. Sudurlabha, very tough. Sudurlabha, very, very tough. It's really tough. So this is almost the same as manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. But that is for striving and all. Here Krishna says, jnani bhakta, after many births, it takes a lot of birth. So vasudeva sarvam. So everything is vasudeva, everything is Ishvara. So that conviction or abiding in that thought that everything is Ishvara, that's not simple. It may seem simple in concept, but it's not simple in practice. So here what Krishna calls as jnani is what Paramatma says as jnana nishta, or implementing knowledge. It's not just knowing that everything is Vasudeva, everything is Ishvara, but seeing that or implementing it. So as Krishna says, sarvabhutasamatmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani chate yoga yukta atma sarvatra samadarshinah. Person who is a yogi is always, a yogi will always see oneness everywhere. So that is, he sees the self in all and all in the self. So such a jnani is very tough. It's very tough to put this or everything is Ishvara into practice, yet it is very simple as well. So we don't need to get afraid or discouraged that okay, this is after many births. So we don't know our previous births. We don't know what birth this is even now. So we don't need to get discouraged by it, but implementation of everything is Ishvara. That has to start. So if that happens, if we are able to implement that, then we are jnanis. And the starting way or the starting place for becoming a jnani is trying to be a jijnyasu. So jijnyasu means trying to know, trying to learn, trying to know more about Ishvara, trying to have the thought of Ishvara. So practicing Vasudeva Sarva means jijnyasa. So many people might think that jijnyasu or jijnyasa is just gaining knowledge. Oh, I need to learn the 7th chapter of Gita. I need to learn many other works. So that is jijnyasa, but that's not jijnyasa. That jijnyasa is when a person tries to contemplate, have the thought that everything is Ishvara. So any action, whether it is with respect to knowledge or with respect to ritualistic action, with respect to mental action, anything that has a person remembering that everything is Ishvara, that is jijnyasa. So such a jijnyasa should be there in a sadhaka, and a person who has that, like, it will not be long before he becomes a jnani. So we can, like, there are two perspectives to this. One is we can find many jnanis in our midst. We can find jnanis around us. Paramartha Tejomiyananda. Many jnanis are there around us, so that means it's not impossible. But out of millions of people, there are very few. So that doesn't mean we need to get discouraged, but it only means that it is something which is rare. So as we discussed in Manishyanam Sahasreshu, so when somebody says, oh, climbing Mount Everest is very tough, so we don't just give hope. We say, oh, if that is tough, then I need to put more effort, then I need to be more focused. So that is what we have to do. We shouldn't get discouraged by whatever Krishna is telling here, that after many births a jnani is born. Instead, we should be trying to put more effort into it. So the path is very tough. Oh, don't go in that, like, don't drive to Michigan. It's a dangerous route. So we'll not stop. We'll not say, oh, I won't drive to Michigan. We will still drive, but we'll be careful, we'll be cautious, we'll put more effort, we'll be more focused. So that is what we have to do as sadhaka. That is what we have to do. It is tough, but it is easy as well. So tadure tadu antike. It's very close, yet it is very far. It is far, very far, yet it is very close. So it may appear very tough, but it will be very easy as well. So a person who has got at least this intellectual knowledge that everything is Ishvara, if a person has entered into jijnyasa, or he is a jijnyasu, he has started, he is in the first step of being a jijnyasu, or he is a jijnyasu, the first grade of jijnyasus, he is such a person is like that, therefore he just has to implement, he just has to always try to remember. So implementation is also not different from intellectual knowledge. Okay, implementation or implementation doesn't mean experience of the truth. Once we have experience of the truth, then everything is just Ishvara. So there is nothing else to experience. It's not an experience at all. So implementation means trying to always remember, trying to always have the thought that everything is Ishvara. So our mind shouldn't get distracted from everything is Ishvara. Even when it is doing worldly transactions, or it's even when a person or the mind is indulging in sensual pleasures, or it is getting angry or happy or sad. So any of those emotions, whenever those emotions are there, so even during the state like where a person has emotions, even at that time everything is Ishvara. Even if it is mechanically remembered, that's also fine. Everything is one Ishvara. That Ishvara alone is present here. So that thought has to be there. And that is what is required for Vasudeva Sarvam. And if we are able to start that now, so if a seeker starts it at least now, then maybe like one or two births he'll become a jnani. So though Krishna says many births is required, so we don't know like as to how many births we have crossed, how many births more is left. And of course, a real seeker will not worry about how many births he has got, how many births has gone by, how many births more I have to, but he'll concentrate that everything is Ishvara, which means I am not the body. So since I am not the body, why should I bother about many bodies? So there are two perspectives. So two perspectives to anything. So one is the positive perspective and the second is negative perspective. So the common example that's used by many people in the world is like there is a glass of milk in front of us. It is half filled. So there is the positive approach is, oh, the glass is half filled. Oh, I have half a glass of milk. The negative approach is, oh, the glass is half empty. So the glass has only half a glass of milk is there. So half empty, that's one perspective. Half filled is another perspective. So half filled is positive perspective. What we have achieved, or what we have amongst or amidst us, and the other is what we don't have. So person can concentrate on, oh, this is very tough, like I don't have this, I don't have that. So, or he can concentrate on, okay, I have these many things, I have knowledge, I have a Sadguru in Amma, so let me try to implement, let me try to always abide in that. So that is the approach that a person has to do. So once, I forgot who it was, like once a person, So Narada was passing through a forest. So he met like one person, one rishi who was doing intense tapas. So the rishi asked, okay, oh Narada, where are you going? So Narada said, I am going to heaven, Swarga. And he said, okay, if you are going to Swarga, can you ask Brahma as to how many more births I have to wait for moksha? And so Narada said, okay, fine, I'll tell you. He passed by and another person came, another rishi. He was also doing tapas. So he also asked the same question. Narada said, okay, I'll give the reply when I come back. So Narada went to Swarga, and while coming back, he met the first rishi. First means the second rishi in the order. So he met one of the rishis on the way, and the rishi asked again, okay, did you ask? Do you know the answer? Then Narada said, yes, I asked, like, do you see the tree, like, on whose shade or where you are meditating the tree? So he said, yeah, I see the tree. Like, when the leaf, all the leaves of the tree fall off, then you will realize. Fall off means all the leaves of the tree can be considered as each birth. So that many births you'll have to wait for moksha. So the rishi looked at the tree had just three leaves. So that means three more births you have to wait for moksha. So the person became very sad. Oh, three more births. Oh God, like I have been meditating for so long. So this is where we can see many people. Oh, I'm doing this for many, many years, but still something is lacking. Something is missing. Oh, I have like something is definitely missing. The one thing that I have is Karturatriya. Paramartha's beautiful singing. That's the only thing I remember. Everything else I don't remember. So that I perfectly remember. So I think if people will go to for a retreat and say, okay, what did he learn from the retreat? Oh, Amrita Surupanda is a good joker. He cracks good jokes. That is what we will learn. So similarly, this rishi said, okay, three more births, he became very sad. So Narada passed by. The second rishi asked the same question. Narada gave the same reply. As many leaves in the tree, so many births. So the rishi looked at the tree. There are many, many leaves. Maybe around like hundreds of leaves were there. So the rishi said, rishi started dancing in joy. Narada asked, what is this? You are dancing? There are so many leaves. I just experienced something like one of the rishi got very sad when I said three birds. And you are very happy? Then the rishi said, only this many birds. I have gone through many birds. Only this many birds. I am really happy. He started dancing, Narada said, you are already realized. The Rishi realized immediately, because it's not about how long we have to wait or how long we have had to wait, because the truth is beyond time. When a person sees oneness everywhere, then there is no past, no future, no present. Kala Atitam, such a person goes beyond Kalam. So that is what we have to understand, that it's not about how many births or how long it will take, it's about doing it right now. So at this moment, it's not about worrying about what happened in the past or worrying about future. So as Yoga Vasishtha says, Bhavishyam nanu sandhate var na atitam chintayastyasau vartamana nimesham tu hasanneva anuvartate. This is Janakobhakyanam. In Janakobhakyanam portion, Yoga Vasishtha says about Janaka's realized state. So Janaka, it's a very beautiful story. So Janaka is going outside, like in his Janaka, first of all we have to remember why Krishna is telling so many births. That's because purity of mind is required. Chitta Shuddhi is required. A lot of good karmas, good qualities of the mind are required. As Daya, Santosham, Piyushaval, Daja, Mukti Mikchasit, Chetata, Vishyan, Vishavatyaja, Shama, Java, Daya, Tosha, Satyam, Piyushaval, Baja. Ashtavakra says in Ashtavakra Gita that if you want moksha, then Kshama, Arjavam, Kshamam. Kshama means patience, Arjavam means straightforwardness, Rajuta, Daya, compassion, Santosham, contentment, Satyam, truth, standing for the truth wherever we are. So all those a person has to worship them like they are nectar. So that is what Ashtavakra says. So similarly, we have to implement, we have to try to get these good qualities. When we get these good qualities, then our mind will be purified, and the mind which is pure is eligible for knowledge, and knowledge will start showing its effect in such a seeker. So Janaka was a king who was doing good actions. So he was doing such good actions, and one day, the time might have been ripe that he get knowledge. Therefore Janaka went into his garden. So he went into his garden for normal hunting or normal fun time, spending some or relaxation period. So he went there, and there he hears some siddhas. So few siddhas, like who cannot be seen, invisible siddhas, they are sitting in a tree on the branches of a tree, and they are conversing amongst each other. So they are invisible, but their voices can be heard. So they speak about the truth. They speak about the self as beyond the trinity of what we call as I forgot the exact word, like the subject, object and action. So the trinity of dhyanam, dhyeyam and dhyata. So trinity, I forgot the exact word used for it. Yeah, the Triputi. No, it's Triputi. It's called Triputi. So Triputi means the threefold. That's called. It's called Triputi of. The world is based on subject, object, and action. So they, the siddhas are talking amongst themselves and saying that the self is beyond this Triputi. The self is the subject of all objects, and it's beyond all Triputi, and that alone is present. And after that, they also speak about Tyaktva Griha Ishanam Devam Anyam Prayantiye Te Raktam Abhivanchanti Tyaktva Hastastha Kaustubham. So they say that, like, those are fools who renounce the self, the God, in their own heart. Tyaktva hrid griha ishanam. Hrid griha ishanam. Hrid griham, in the home of heart. Ishanam, whatever Ishvara is there, the self is there in our heart. tyaktva, having renounced that, devam anyam prayantiye. So those people who seek other gods, this means like we can see many people going to various temples and other places seeking Ishvara, whereas Ishvara is already in our heart. So renouncing or not trying to find out the self Ishvara, the self Ishvara in our own heart, people who seek other Ishvara everywhere, going to Rishikesh, this place, that place, they are fools and they are people who are seeking gem when they have the Kaustubha jewel with them. The Kaustubha jewel is the greatest jewel. They have that, yet they are seeking other jewels. So this is where we can find that many people saying, oh, I have done these many actions, why am I getting sins? I am getting like, I am suffering a lot, but I haven't done any papa karma. So papa karma, the biggest papa karma is not becoming a jnani. The biggest papa karma is forgetting Ishvara who is in our heart and then going behind other things. So that is how the siddhas talk amongst each other. So when they are conversing, hearing that, Yoga Vasishtha says that Janaka immediately runs into his house, even as like somebody chased by a wild animal. Similarly, Janaka runs into his house out of fear, and then like in the house, Janaka contemplates on what happened, like what is happening around him, the truth that the siddhas were discussing. So he contemplates on it, and then he comes to the conclusion that whatever happens in the world, these actions, everything, they are of no use at all. So a person should always abide in Ishvara, remembering that there is only Ishvara. So that is where Janaka then concludes. One of the concluding shloka is, he says that bhavishyam na anusandhate, I'll not worry about my future. Bhavishyam means future. So I'll not think a lot about the future. And but na atitam chintayatyasav, I will also not brood over whatever has passed. But what would I do? Vartamana nimesham tu. But vartamana nimesham, the present time, hasanneva anuvartate, I'll spend the current time blissfully. So that blissfully spending time, that is what a seeker has to do. Of course, that blissfully spending time or having fun is different from having bliss. So having fun is when something puts an end to the fun. So people party and have fun. So when party, the moment the current goes and there is no amplifier and all those sound, then immediately people will start shouting. But when a person is having bliss, even if it is stopped, at any point of time, there will not be any anger, there will not be any emotional outburst. So that is what is meant. So we shouldn't worry about whatever happened in the past. We shouldn't really worry about the future as well. Oh, how many births I have crossed, how many more I have to go. Oh, Krishna says many, many births. That doesn't matter. What really matters is this minute, if we are remembering Vasudeva Sarvam. So if we are remembering Vasudeva Sarvam this minute, then we have become a partial jnani or a part-time jnani. At least for that minute, we have become a part-time jnani. If we can extend that part-time job to a full-time job, then we will become a jnani. So it doesn't require many births. We still have to keep on doing our sadhanas. We still have to always try to remember Vasudeva Sarvam. If we are able to do that, then it may take one birth, but what does it matter? Any minute a person is thinking about Vasudeva Sarvam, that very moment he gets bliss. So why would he care about whether I am a jnani or an ajnani, whether tomorrow I'll become a jnani or day after tomorrow I'll become, he'll not worry. So as my sister was telling the previous day, that the moment I'm listening to any of the scriptural statements or the concepts in Vedanta, that everything is Ishvara, there's only Ishvara, Ishvara Chinta. The moment I am hearing those concepts, immediately it is so blissful. It's a out of the world experience. It's a fulfilling experience. That's what my sister was telling. So that is what remembrance of Vasudeva Sarvam can give us. So if we are able to contemplate on Vasudeva Sarvam, whatever we are doing externally, we are able to do that, then it doesn't matter if we are not jnanis. Because ultimately it's not about jnanis or ajnanis, it's about anandam. So of course jnani alone can be happy, can be blissful. It's a different fact. So we can approach the problem in two ways. One is, let me become a jnani. The other is, let me become blissful. So jnani is a person who is implementing knowledge, and bliss is the fruit or the effect or the state of a person who is implementing knowledge. It doesn't matter whether we try to see whether we are blissful or whether we are jnanis. It's like telling, oh, I am hungry and I am eating something. So I am hungry, like a person who is hungry, he will eat something. So he can say, I am eating something, or he can say that, oh, I have eaten and I am full. So one is the person, the hungry person. We can try to approach the problem as the hungry person and solve the hunger. Or hungry person, am I a hungry person? That question can be asked. Or I am eating, just eat, automatically hunger will vanish. So I am a hungry person, if we try to perceive the problem as I am a hungry person, then of course we will eat something and solve it. But directly we can also solve by eating. So those two perspectives of whether I am a jnani or whether I am blissful. If I am blissful, I am a jnani. If I am a jnani, I am blissful. So either of those. So if it is something beyond our grasp, or if it's something which we cannot apprehend, oh, I am a jnani, oh, I can't see myself as a jnani. Oh, I can't see myself as a jnani. I have long hair, I cannot see myself as a jnani. That is the case, then okay, I am blissful. So at least that aspect we can see. So either of that. So this is an important shloka in this chapter. So after many births, so chitta shuddhi is required, as Paramatma says. Chitta shuddhi, purity of mind, chitta ekagrata, focus of the mind, and then jnanam, all are required. But if we are able to contemplate on Vasudeva Sarvam, everything is Ishvara, Dev Chitta Shuddhi. If everything is Ishvara, then our actions will be without any kamam, without any desire. We will be desiring at the worldly level, but that desire will not go beyond the mind. In the mind, we'll say, okay, but if the desire is not fulfilled, still I am fine. So that will be the state. So Chitta Shuddhi will be achieved or accomplished by Vasudeva Sarvam. Chitta Ekagrata also will be accomplished because constantly we are focused on Ishvara, and Jnanam is also there because everything is Ishvara, that is knowledge. So everything gets encapsulated into Vasudeva Sarvam. So if it is tough for us to do a lot of sadhana, I'm fine, I don't have much time to do sadhana, I don't have much time to put dedicated effort, still fine. At least Vasudeva Sarvam, at least that dedicated effort if we can put, then well, the day is not far when we will become jnani. And jnani, if Krishna himself says about jnani, says sudurlabha, very rare indeed, then whatever is rare we want it. Like people run behind president, becoming the US president. Why? It's not because US president gets a good house, he gets a good power. It's because it's very rare. Rarely people do get it. So many people like Bill Gates can have a house much better than that. So why do still people pursue it? Because it's something very rare. Rarely, oh, can live in a posh house. I can control the entire world, an entire country. So all those, like, it's because it is very rare. So rareness are, and something is very rare, it should instigate us to go behind it. And here it's not just about rareness, the added advantage of bliss. Yat jnatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. And for that, it's a one we can say just one sadhana implementation of Vasudeva Sarvam. So trying to implement that, trying to remember at all times Vasudeva Sarvam, and increase the conviction of that. So if that happens, then automatically we will become a jnani in this birth, or maybe one or two, but it doesn't matter. Because any time we remember that Vasudeva Sarvam, immediately it will give us anandam. So that anandam will vanish the next minute, but that's fine. I'll again remember it, again get anandam, again remember, again anandam. So that means it's fine. It's about not about future. So we can save a lot of money and say, okay, when I am like after 10 years, I want to live in a posh house. Therefore, I'm saving money. So there are many people who come to US and say, oh, I have to get a house in India. Therefore, they struggle. They don't eat much. They save a lot of money. And then when they go back to India, oh, they have a house, but they cannot eat anything. Because for the last 10 years, they haven't eaten anything. So their body cannot take the food that they are eating. So what's the point of being like that? So when we die, like we'll have like a lot of money, but that will go in nowhere. And then we will think, oh, I should have enjoyed it. And then the next birth will be enjoyment, like Bill Gates will become Bill Gates. So if that shouldn't happen, so we don't have to worry about the past or the future. But for now, Vasudeva Sarvam. If we do that, we will become jnanis. So we can say that, okay, Krishna said that jnanis are rare. So Mahatmas like Amma are rare, Amma are rare, Amma is rare, Amma is rare, Amma is rare. That will not give us anything at all. So rareness has to come into us. We have to realize that we are Amma, so we are Ishvara, we are rare, we have to become jnanis. So Amma is rare means Amma will get bliss out of that. We cannot get bliss out of Amma being rare. It's like telling, okay, Amma is eating food, therefore I don't need to eat food. That cannot happen. If the doctor says, okay, eat this, you have to take this tablet, you have fever, take this tablet. Oh, Amma, take this tablet. Amma will take the tablet and it will, or maybe somebody else's fever will go, our fever will not go. So if our fever has to go, we have to take. Similarly, Amma is rare, doesn't matter. We have to become rare. So Amma, the rare Amma is showing us the way to become rare, to become like her, which is Vasudeva Sarvam. Through Krishna's words, that Vasudeva Sarvam, trying to see oneness everywhere, that is becoming a jnani. And it is very rare and it can give us bliss. So at least rareness, if also is not, maybe some people might feel that rareness is, that is kind of interesting. That's kind of, that is good. I want to try that. So when something is not common, then people do want to go behind it. That's worldly or mental or the mind's nature to go behind rare thing. But at least bliss, we can remember that this is bliss. Vasudeva Sarvam will give me bliss. If or let me try for it. So at least if we strive now, if we start implementing or try to remember Vasudeva Sarvam at all times, or try to do it, then we are jijnyasus. That is a jijnyasu. A jijnyasu is not a person who is trying to learn the scriptures. Jijnyasu is a person here. Here, Krishna's words, jijnyasu is a person who is trying to implement, remember, Vasudeva Sarvam, and become a jnani. Okay, maybe two more births. That's fine. It doesn't matter. So tomorrow if somebody says, oh, you don't have the capability, it will take you another 5 births. Oh, it doesn't matter. You'll be there, right? So you can ask back. You'll be there, right? Then the person will keep quiet. Or he'll get angry, then you can be happy. Oh, purpose, like Narada, you can say, my job is done. Let me go back now. Let me go back to Vasudeva Sarvam. So this shloka is, we can say, the entire chapter is based on Vasudeva Sarvam. All scriptures are based on Vasudeva Sarvam. So Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya is a different way to explain that there is nothing different from me. That means what? Everything is me. So that is what comes up here. So one is, there is nothing different from me, one way of telling it. Another way of telling it, or it's like telling, okay, I have knowledge, So I have knowledge. Another is telling, there is nothing that I don't know. Both mean the same thing, but the scriptures concentrate on Sarvam Brahmamayam. So Vasudeva Sarvam. You can't find such a clear explanation of the scriptures or of the truth. Not explanation, just brief but complete sutra form definition or characteristics of the truth anywhere. So in the entire Gita, this is a very important shloka, and this part Vasudeva Sarvam is enough. That itself is truth, that itself is the nature of the truth, that itself is the path to the truth. Everything is encompassed in it. So that itself is enough for a seeker to become a jnani or a bhakta or a anandi. I don't know whether that word is there. So person with ananda. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.